Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the organizer of the racial injustice protests that have been going on for quite a while here in Jefferson. We're speaking with Dale Hanneman. And so, Dale, first and foremost, can you just tell us and kind of take us back to the beginning, a historical look back about how these protests first started up some weeks ago?
It began right after George Floyd's death. I was moved on Friday after that killing to think that we needed to do something. And one of the choices was to go to Des Moines and walk in one of the protest marches there to stand with people of color. And I decided, you know, that's a long ways away, not much impact locally. And so thought that if I invited some others to join, maybe there would be a few on the square. So Friday night, I sent an email. Saturday, there were 10 or 12 that showed up. And we started doing it from that point on Tuesdays. And we started at noon and then moved it to 12:15. It's changed in numbers. It seems to be smaller right now in numbers. We've had some questions raised about whether we should continue this way or not. And some are saying maybe we should not do it anymore. And others are saying we need to move on to another kind of event. And I've also been involved in some training. It's Zoom training about what it means to be an anti-racist, not just someone who sits back and says, I'm not a racist, but someone who chooses to work toward to be open and to be responsive and to be responsible in caring for people, whoever they might be. And right now, it's people of color, black people particularly, who have been set aside and have been set aside for 400 years as unimportant. And so it's time to stand.
Well, Dale, I know that when you first started doing these protests, these nonviolent protests here in Jefferson, it was kind of a twofold thing. It was the racial injustice that you've been speaking about, but also against police brutality. And since then, it's sort of morphed a little bit, but still kept that underlying tone about racial inequality. Can you talk to us about, you know, the beginning stages of what the original intent was, and has that message changed throughout this whole time?
Well, the original intent, there has been inequality in terms of how the police have responded. We can look at statistics and see that people of color have been treated less equally, but also in the medical field. Children and people who are black or brown receive less medicine, less training, less care, that doctors sometimes will choose to deal with people of who are white or people of the dominant culture differently and say that we'll give more information, more medication to them than we would to people of color. It's also the case that systemically we have said that there is a difference between white and black, the dominant and the less dominant caste. It's an ongoing struggle of what needs to happen next. I know that there are other protests that are going on that sometimes become violent. We are not. I, you know, coming out of a faith journey that I've had, it's important to stand with people who have no voice or stand with people who aren't being heard and be present with them.
And so you think now that, you know, it's kind of a more of a local feel, like attending your weekly events here, about, you know, standing up for those local folks that don't have a voice, those folks that maybe get overlooked. Do you feel that your message has impacted the amount of people it's going to? I mean, you started with 50 people here, Dale. Now you're down to about 10 or so, and you keep having these things every single week about the same people show up. Do you feel that your message has impacted the folks that it's going to impact, or not? Not yet.
Making an impact? Yes. You know, when you bake bread, you need just a small amount of yeast to make a difference. What we're doing is planting seeds and helping people realize that there is another way to look at our lives, that people that don't have a voice, their lives matter. I know that there are others who would say, well, all lives matter. Of course they do. I would not disagree with that. However, at this time in our country, there are people who are being left out on a systemic basis, and that needs to be continually raised. So a few people that show up, fine. If a lot of people show up, fine. It still has an impact. I still remember showing up with this t-shirt on, Black Lives Matter, and it was such an affront that someone called me a name simply because I had a t-shirt on. You know, that makes an impact. Simply by wearing a t-shirt makes an impact on this community. We're basically a white, middle-class, lower-class community, and interactions with people of color are probably pretty limited, both in everyday life as well as all during one's life. So to stand or to be present with people who have no voice or who are not being listened to or who are being mistreated, that becomes an obvious thing to do.
So then, Dale, I know I've asked you this before, but again, just tell us, if you want people to get interested into, you know, making a change, maybe on their own, maybe they don't want to attend your weekly gatherings, but they want to contribute in another fashion, another way, can you give us the different options that you can point for those folks to contribute in their own way?
Yes. I think becoming aware, reading, listening to what people are saying on all kinds of news, not just one side, not just Fox or not just MSNBC, but listening to many different people, reading. You know, if someone is Christian, might be reading the Bible again to see what happens when people are left out, who stands up for them, or the Quran. Look at that to see how it is that people who have lost voice, how others are called to stand up for them. Those are two ways. I think being involved, writing to your congressman, writing to your governor, saying how you think things need to be, and make that known. Go to your neighbors and form a group and say, let's talk about this particular issue, whether it has to do with race or has to do with economics or has to do with welcoming people in our community. Those are ways that we can also be involved. You can also just speak your mind and speak it out loud so people hear it and keep saying it until people are recognizing your voice. Those are ways to do that. Violence is not a way to do that. Intimidation is not a way to do that. But speaking and being present and being true to who you are, that is really important.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with the organizer of the racial injustice protests that have been going on in Jefferson for quite some time now, is Dale Hanneman, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank and business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.